Please, if you have in your life seen a lion, please put your hand up and keep your hand up high. Okay, great. Now, keep your hand up, keep your hand up. Now, if you saw the lion in a zoo, put your hand down. Keep your hand up if you haven't. If you saw the lion in a safari park, put your hand down. Okay, so you've seen a lion, not in a zoo and not in a safari park. Where did you see a lion? Where?
Circus.
In a circus. Oh. That's a good one. That's a good one. I'll have to add that footnote the next time I do this exercise. You see, when you go to a zoo or a circus, the lion is in a cage or the lion is controlled and you are free. Isn't it? If you go to a safari park, then the lion is free, but you are enclosed. If you ever come in contact with a lion, where the lion is not enclosed, and you are not enclosed, it may not be good for your health. We cannot come in direct exposure to a lion like that. The mind is like a lion. And therefore, Krishna explains that there must be a very controlled interaction with your mind. Otherwise, your mind will make your life like hell. Put your hand up if you have problems with your mind. Don't worry, we won't send you to the mental hospital just yet. The mind is always disturbed. The mind is always dissatisfied, isn't it? Whatever you have, you want what you don't have. The mind is always rebellious, very rebellious. Like if I tell you now, for the next 5 seconds, don't think of a blue elephant. I know you're thinking of a blue elephant. And now if I tell you for the next 5 seconds, whatever you do, only think of a blue elephant. The mind always wants to do the opposite. The mind is rebellious. The mind is very unpredictable, isn't it? The mind comes up with so many things. I'll make a confession just between me and you and 1,000 other people online. Once I was going on the underground and I was on an escalator. It was completely packed, rush hour, and I was at the top of the escalator, all these people, and I was going down the escalator. And you know what thought came in my mind? What would happen if I pushed the person in front of me? That's the mind. Mind comes up with all kinds of things. So what Krishna explains to Arjuna in the 6th chapter is that while living in this world, you must learn to control your mind. Arjuna says to Krishna, Vayuriva sudushkaram, to control the mind, Krishna, I think is more difficult than to control the wind. Krishna says, yes, you must control the mind. Then Krishna outlines a process of Ashtanga yoga. He says, okay, Arjuna, you don't want to fight in the battlefield? Then go to the forest and practice Ashtanga yoga. Do asanas, do pranayam, live a very strict lifestyle and in complete seclusion. We're sitting on a deer skin with back erect, meditate and try to control your mind. Arjuna says, not possible. Krishna says, therefore I'm telling you to stay in the world. Because you cannot control your mind in this way. Then Krishna says to Arjuna, Ashamshayam mahabaho mano durni graham chalam abhyasena tukonteya vairagyena chagriyate. Arjuna, I know it's difficult to control the mind, but you must do it. You must. Ashamshayam. You must do it. How? Abhyasena vairagyena. Abhyas means engage in spiritual practice. Engage in devotional service. Engage in the practices of bhakti. And vairagya means ignore your mind. Learn to not take your mind so seriously. Learn that when thoughts come into your mind, it's not that you always have to act on those thoughts. Learn to let the thoughts go. And by engaging in bhakti, by becoming a bhakti yogi, by engaging in this wonderful process of shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, hearing about, chanting about and remembering me in a very joyful way, you will be able to control your mind automatically. And therefore now Krishna is finishing the chapters on karma yoga, the first six chapters, and now Krishna will begin to speak about bhakti. So at the end of the sixth chapter, Krishna says to Arjuna, yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yo mam same yukta tamo mata. There are many types of yogis in this world, but the yuktatama, the most intimately united with me, the yogi who is the highest of all, is the bhakti yogi. So Krishna is telling Arjuna that practice devotional service, practice this joyful angas of bhakti, and you'll be able to control your mind and find this wonderful connection and happiness in your relationship with me. And therefore, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, we have this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, which is so joyful, which is so happy, which is so easy. Once Srila Prabhupada was lecturing in Los Angeles, and the devotees, they would go out every day and they would give sweets to people. And they began to call the sweets simply wonderful. So these sweets were called simply wonderful. So one time Srila Prabhupada was lecturing, and then one devotee put his hand up and he said, Prabhupada, when we give out these simply wonderful sweets, what will happen to the person who eats them? Prabhupada said, when you give out simply wonderful sweets, this person will become simply wonderful. Prabhupada said, and you are simply wonderful for giving them out. This process of Krishna consciousness is simply wonderful. Prasadam is simply wonderful. The holy name is simply wonderful. Krishna is simply wonderful. And this process of bhakti is simply wonderful. And then one devotee said, Prabhupada, you are simply wonderful. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Srila Prabhupada like this has given such a wonderful process, so easy. We do not have to undergo so much austerity, but engage susukam kartum avyayam in a very happy way. In this way we can control the mind and attain the supreme goal of life. So now we have finished six chapters of the Gita. And for the real purport of the first six chapters of the Gita, I'll hand over to Navadeep Chandra Prabhu.